Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 4th of August. What does heaven look like? This week on Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on what Jesus has to say to us about heaven. Our Bible reading throughout this week has been Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. Today we're reading from the Passion Translation. Then Jesus taught them another parable. Heaven's kingdom can be compared to the tiny mustard seed that a man takes and plants in his field. Although the smallest of all the seeds, it eventually grows into the greatest of garden plants, becoming a tree for birds to come and build their nests in its branches. Then he taught them another parable. Heaven's kingdom can be compared to yeast that a woman takes and blends into 3 measures of flour and then waits until all the dough rises. Heaven's kingdom realm can be illustrated like this. A person discovered that there was hidden treasure in a field. Upon finding it, he hid it again. Because of uncovering such treasure, he was overjoyed and sold all that he possessed to buy the entire field just so he could have the treasure. Heaven's kingdom realm is also like a jewel merchant in search of rare pearls. When he discovered one very precious and exquisite pearl, he immediately gave up all he had in exchange for it. Again, heaven's kingdom realm is like a fisherman who casts his large net into the lake, catching an assortment of fish. When the net was filled, the fishermen hauled it up on the shore, and they all sat down to sort out their catch. They collected the good in baskets and threw the bad away. And so it will be at the close of the age. The messengers will come and separate the evil from among the godly and throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will experience great sorrow and anguish. Now do you understand all this? Yes, they replied. He responded, every scholar of the scriptures who is instructed in the ways of heaven's kingdom realm is like a wealthy homeowner with his house filled with treasures, both new and old. Amen. What if heaven is cheering you on? How different life would be if we lived knowing that heaven is watching us and cheering us on. During the coronavirus pandemic, many sports teams, especially those playing at home, seemed to struggle more than usual. Why? Because there were no fans in the stadium to cheer them on. Teams will often speak of the fans as being the 12th man or the extra player who gets them over the line and on to victory. So what if heaven is cheering you on? Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven as being very valuable and precious, like a treasure hidden in a field or a pearl of great value. One of the most valuable and precious aspects of heaven whilst we're on earth is that God and everyone who is in heaven because of their faith, from the oldest patriarchs and prophets to the loved ones in Christ we have lost, they're all cheering us on in this life. When you want to give up, heaven is cheering you on to keep going. When you feel anxious, heaven is cheering courage into your veins. When you feel like no one cares or understands, they are cheering in your corner. You and I are never alone. As we live out our lives here on earth as Christ's followers, heaven believes we can do it and is cheering us on. Now that's encouraging. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. What could you be, or what might you do for God, knowing that heaven is cheering you on? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.